This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches. In the green box with a blue wave.
Into your life.
Well, maybe not.
Piddling. Moving into your life in this hour of the DJV show are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and Taylor Swift, who's pregnant. Yay!
Oh my gosh, we cannot start that rumor.
Why? Oh, come on.
She's everybody. Sandwich. We should be happy for her.
You think she'll sue us if we say that?
She goes after everybody, so why not?
All right. Well, maybe she went after the right guy and you got her pregnant.
Well, that could maybe.
Maybe she wants to settle down. What is she, all of 28 now? How old is she?
28. Yeah.
See, there you go. All right, I got it all figured out, ladies. Where the heck have you been? Jeepers, gross. I'm here in my bird seat, the catbird seat, looking at various studies. Here's one of the studies that's out this week. Those of you who don't rest well, if you don't have a good night's sleep, this effect may impair your reflexes the next day as much as knocking back a couple of drinks. So if you have a couple of schlookies, my father used to call them, a couple of schlookies at night.
What's a schlookie?
A schlookie is some kind of, it's a mixed drink, like scotch and water or what's a good mixed drink? You got a mixed drink in mind?
Like a gin and tonic or something?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever have any? Do you ever drink stuff like that? Who's
I
a whiskey?
Sometimes a vodka soda. I never drink whiskey.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, me neither. I
can't. Never.
I just don't. I don't. Brown liquor has no appeal to me.
All right. Kara's not speaking up, though. She must be slurping it down.
She's drinking it now.
I am. Yeah, you're right.
Really, huh? Well, sometimes it does get people going. Anyway, here's the reason that a sleepless night is like being drunk. Your brain cells are trying to grab the shut-eye that they missed out on. In other words, you want to sort of bring yourself down and... Right? You felt like that. I felt like that, actually.
I feel like this all the time. And
do you really?
I've been complaining to you guys behind the scenes that I haven't been sleeping. So, yes, I totally feel hungover when I haven't had anything to drink. So it's I know this feeling. It's terrible. And you kind of do feel like you're hungover, like you're woozy.
Okay. So there's a solution for you, for that, and anybody else who has that problem. And it can come from you have some good counselors. There are times there are things that are going on, and I suggest that this is going on with you, having opened my mind a little bit more to some of the stuff on my retreat to Italy. There is something else there that just needs to be opened up to be freed. Or you just need to know what the schedule is. You need to know astrologically or in some way. You have, you know, again, good counselors, people that you can talk to. There are people associated with this program that will let you know when that you have a burden. There's something on you that's heavy. It's weighing on you, and you may not even know it. It's probably a subconscious thing. And so it profoundly affects your sleep, as you're suggesting, and other things in your life. And you don't really even know that it's going on because you have a nice life. You got a good husband. You got a good job. You work with good people. You have good friends. Your mother loves you. Your father loves you. You have really a lot going for you. But there's something there. There's a little something there that is sticking in your subconscious craw. How's that? And I'm not even going to charge you for my therapy. Pretty good, huh?
It's very good. But we started yesterday by getting a new mattress. So,
did you?
Yes.
Did you get one of those Lisa mattresses? What kind of mattress did you get?
I looked into that, actually. But no, I got, we went to the Helix showroom. And yeah. Helix is similar to Lisa and Casper. It's like a mattress in a box kind of thing. Yeah. But they customize it for you. So we went into their showroom. It looks like a bedroom. And it was a very cool experience. And you take a quiz and on what your sleep needs are and your sleep issues. And I have a lot of back problems. And so I just keep tossing and turning all night because I can't stay in one position without being in pain. Yeah. So they addressed all those issues, and then they build the mattress in the showroom for you so you can try it out. It was amazing. It really was. Yeah,
really?
So it gets delivered next week sometime, hopefully right before Thanksgiving. So I am really looking forward to sleeping well.
But then take your friend Doug's advice and try that route as well. Both of them probably be good for you.
I totally believe in all of that. And I think there's always a mental component. I think there have, like, not, I don't want to make this about me and, like, my shrink session, but I have sleep anxiety now. You know what I mean? Like, when you don't sleep, you get anxiety about not sleeping. So that's my problem.
I mean, my crack session, if we're all going to get a crack at being Victoria's
analyze
shrink,
Victoria.
Yeah, is that you are being, trying to be, I mean, your landlord's trying to throw you out of your apartment. And so your home state, your home space, which should be safe, has been compromised.
That's very good, Jennifer.
And so how can you sleep when you're sleeping with one eye open to see if you're going to actually be able to stay there or not? You're not even taking vases out of boxes, for crying out loud.
That's true, too. And that's been 2 years. Yep. In November, the end of this month, it'll be 2 years that that's
Jennifer's
been going on. So,
I'll send you my bill.
Thank you, Jen.
Pfizer, Carrie, you want to take a crack?
And the Dodgers lost. I mean, I got a lot of stresses.
Well, that's my problem. But
I was going to say the Dodgers, because that's obviously a huge, you know, priority, big thing that's going on. So.
All right. So here are the implications of not going to bed, closing your eyes, and relaxing. If you're driving on the highway on your way to work, car stalls out in front of you. You might not even notice fast enough to be able to stop or swerve to avoid it. Man, that happened to me last night. I was driving over to Meredith's house. And now, because it's so, you know, it's dark so early, I was going up a hill that I've probably driven up maybe 400,000 times, no joke, in my life. And this car, I swear to God, right, he saw me coming, and I was almost on top of him, and he pulls out in front of me. I missed him by that much. I went over off the road into a little ditch, and everything that was on the front seat into under the floor. And sometimes you want to blow the horn, you want to yell. I was so stupefied by it, I've always had great reflexes. But, you know, under circumstances as we're describing here, if I hadn't had a good night's rest or something else was on my mind, I wouldn't have been able to move out of the way for this guy.
Jeez.
It's that.
And you're lucky, too, because you flew yesterday, you had a quick turnaround of a trip, and I mean, that's a lot. Wow.
Right.
Somebody's watching out for you.
Well, that's very true. I think that I'm very blessed, and I'm very fortunate, and I'm very grateful for all the good things in my life. So here's Dr. Itzhak Fried, who's professor of neurology at University of California, Jennifer. He says the effect of not getting enough sleep is similar to what you see under conditions that would take place if you'd gone to a bar for 2 or 3 hours the night before. And what makes matters worse, he says, quote, we have ways
much fun.
To measure drunk driving. We don't have fatigue measures.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is, you got to know yourself.
I know, it's terrible. I mean, the worst for me is when I leave you guys and I go to my next job and it's still dark outside.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's quiet. Yeah. And I've already worked a couple of hours. And it's that feeling. It is the most brutal feeling where your eyes are just fighting to close.
Heavy. Oh, yeah.
It is. It's awful.
This research also, ladies, shows lack of sleep slows down a region of your brain involved in visual perception and also your memory. So the doctor suggests the best way to avoid this problem is to, obviously, get a good night's sleep. I went to bed I didn't feel great last night. So we had dinner, and I came home and went to bed, and I've had the best night's sleep I probably have had since before I went to Italy. And that's what you have to do in order to get yourself adjusted. And as much as I will say that going over I was 6 hours ahead, and then you go and jump on a plane on Sunday morning at 4 o'clock, and I did do all of the stuff. I'm going to post actually a picture on my Facebook page. Maybe I'll put it on the DJV page as well, of me with a bunch of my buddies from Heidelberg who used to be in the concert choir. We sang in the choir on Sunday at the services for Dr. Ferris Ohl, who was 103 years old when he died.
Wow. Oh, that was your professor that you left,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I loved the guy. Yeah,
oh,
loved,
that's
loved
so cool.
Great
that
mentor.
He went.
Yeah, yeah, well. But it's now my voice may sound a little
choppy.
You've
got to do
your
vocal warm-ups before
yes,
you start
I do.
Performing in
right,
concert.
And we did that the other day, singing some of the stuff. But it was a good experience. And the other thing that is very good, Jennifer, for you, I know Victoria does this. I'm not sure whether Kara does it or not. I try to. I haven't in the last 3 or 4 weeks, but I will go back to it. The old catnap.
Oh, yeah.
Right? During the day, somehow or other, after I get my work done, on the program, it's usually noontime, little afternoon, and I'll take a quick nap before I go do farm stuff. This time of year, it's a little easier because at least the last couple, 3 days, although I did Saturday afternoon in a cold go mow hay for the 3 or 4 hours, but it isn't easy to do now because the weather and the daylight, as you've suggested, Jennifer, not in our favor. But something that's good, take a short nap. And it'll help you out quite a bit. And you do feel, don't you feel wonderful, Victoria, after you wake up from a nap?
I need it. Yep.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's a great segue into our push, and I say push lovingly, getting you to think about when you're going to sleep and all of the things that are part of that study, whether or not your pillow could be your problem. I like that. That's a good expression. Right? Don't you like that?
Mm-hmm. Is your pillow your problem?
Is your pillow.
Battle axe sitting next to you.
Yeah. Is your pillow your problem? Well, maybe if you're trying to put your head on him or her, maybe that is the problem. Is your pillow your problem? If it is, then you want my pillow to solve the problem for you. Well, actually, it's a concerted effort on both sides because you need to call or you need to go online. Actually, the best thing they advise is go online to mypillow.com, use the code DJV. Up in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see promo code. Just put in DJV, and you'll get one of the My Pillows that you pay for. How about that for a concept? You actually have to pay for the pillow. But the second one doesn't cost you a penny, not a thing. This is a patented adjustable pillow that has fill that moves around. You get your head and your neck in the right place. That'll help you a lot, Victoria. You'll go off faster, and you'll stay asleep longer. Refreshing. It's great. And by the way, in case you haven't noticed, we're into the holiday season. Matter of fact, when is Thanksgiving? A week from
the week
Thursday,
from Thursday,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, who's going to be here? Jennifer's not going to be here. All right,
I'll
everybody
be here.
Else. Yep, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be on the air live during Thanksgiving. To really get you started, I notice a lot of stores are not going to be open, by the way. I got to
good. Isn't that,
that
a good thing?
Yeah, it is. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the way to get to the bottom line here with My Pillow and get the second one, get the first one you pay for. The second one is a gift, or you want two, you need two, fine. Get a whole bunch of them and give them to everybody in your family. Use the promo code DJV. Buy one premium My Pillow, get the second one free. The code, again, is DJV. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And remember to use the promo code DJV for the free pillow.
Max, that little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99 plus 50% off signs and banners. Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 11/18. Limit one. Get 50% off coupon in store or visit officedepot.com/save.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
It had to be you. Just had to be you.
Hi, here's Babs with Michael Bublé.
I wandered around, finally found somebody who
could make me be true.
Anybody disagree with that?
I think she sounds amazing. Michael Bublé to me is just always flat.
Really?
Yeah, I like him.
Flatter than West Texas. I don't know. I just can't get into him.
All right.
So here they are. I will admit that I'm not a huge Barbra Streisand fan, and that is an understatement. But this doesn't sound bad together. I might listen to this once or twice.
Well, you don't like her politics.
Right, which affects the way I consider her music. Yeah. Well, and I also don't like her music. It's a little, my mom used to force it on me as a kid. So I.
Oh, my God. It's like eating macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the reason we're focusing on Barbra Streisand, she has lots of combos that she's done with Bublé, Stevie Wonder, Billy Joel, John Legend. This is an entree onto the concert stage. She did 16 shows last year and this year. Had a lot of success. 200,000 fans. The gross was $53 million. Not a bad take.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And she didn't really do that expensive of a tour either.
No, it wasn't a lot of dates.
It was just major cities, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Call the music, the memories, the magic. It was her first outing since 2012. And so I guess it's going to be put up on stream the 22nd, which would be, what, next week from
Wednesday?
Yeah, right. The album released, well, the Miami concert, she goes through her career up to her 35th studio album, which is Encore Movie Partner Sing Broadway. That's all part of the release of this. And then there's an album that came out last year. That was good. Melissa McCarthy was in it. Anne Hathaway, Jamie Foxx. Why we were there?
Yeah, that's this album. All the partners, they all sing Broadway tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out last year.
I remember that, yeah.
That's the concert tour that they filmed for Netflix.
I was trying to figure out what Jamie Foxx would bring. Is he good? Does he know how to
sing? He's very good. Yeah,
we're talented.
Yeah, this is him.
I'm going to crank it up there.
Follow every pathway. Every path you
I can hear his voice. That sounds like him. Anne Hathaway is in this.
Yeah, did you ever see Ray? Just to go back to Jamie Foxx, because he played Ray Charles, so he sings in a ton of movies.
All
of
yes,
he
you're
played
right.
piano too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, good for him. Very talented. Anne Hathaway is in this. This is all the video, so they're going to stream the video. It's not going to be on TV.
No, it's just Netflix.
Really?
Yep, the whole concert.
We got to have something to fill the time now that House of Cards has very... What's the... House of Cards is folded, as it were?
Pretty much.
Yeah, the cards fell.
They fell apart. This is neat. I always liked her upbeat Christmas music, too, frankly. There are a lot of things. She had a song, a pop hit, when I was a jock, called Stony End, that was a great, fun pop song. She didn't do a lot of that stuff, but every once in a while she'd succumb to producers saying, okay, you got to do a pop hit, and here's one. And so she's got a varied repertoire and has lots going for her still. Good for her. Barbara Streisand in the focus here at 28 After on the DJV show.
What you do with the in-between. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a long time ago, a young man's teacher was looking through a pile of bones. The young man inquired about what the heck he was doing. The teacher, in earnest, replied, "I'm looking for the bones of the king, but I can't seem to distinguish his bones from the bones of his slaves." Wow. Now, that's a powerful lesson to teach a student. And it's true, too. We are all born and we all die. But what we do with the in-between, well, that is up to us. Anyway, it was on that day that the teacher, Diogenes, taught young Alexander the Great to be mindful that all people are made of the same stuff. And what they do with the time between birth and death is up to them. For support with your time in between, visit drchristianconti.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
And minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Vito, huh?
What?
The DJ Veers have toes. DJV Showtime. I was putting the words together because I get paid by the word, trying to save a little money. Showtime, 34 after the hour with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. So we have some good news and bad news. Which do you want first?
Bad news, always first.
Bad news is first. Okay. The world of climate study, the climate science world, warning that the burning of fossil fuel at the rate we are burning it set a new record this year. This is a giant leap backward. Remember, giant step forward for mankind. It's the words of the first voice that came off the moon, 1969. Well, this is a huge step backward. The increase in CO2 emissions marks the new upward trend. So we're not doing it here in America.
Well,
where is it all being done?
Well, China's the biggest offender, but we are doing it too.
Yeah, but not as badly as we were. We are contributing, but then there is, when I was in Italy, I couldn't get over the number of people, like, you can smell it in the air. Mm-hmm. And there was a morning in Italy when it was really cold, and people had fired up their fireplaces and their heaters, and you can smell the cold in the air. Any of you old enough or have not experienced it, because we've been away from cold for a long time, but you can smell, like you can smell wood in the fireplace. When you burn wood, you can smell the difference between apple and maple and pine and that sort of thing. Well, you can smell coal. And I smelled it in, there are places, plenty of places in Italy, and as far as that's concerned, elsewhere in Europe, that are still burning coal because it's so cheap. And that is certainly not helping the furtherance of health as far as humans are concerned, or anything. It's not good for the soil. It's not good for food. It's not good for animals. It's not good for anything. And so if you look at the global emission numbers from all of the various activities, well, 45 billion tons goes out into the air this year. And then it goes up. They project the rise to be a couple of points each year. And this is stuff that this is the reason, if you read between the lines, you understand how this all works, the process of the photosynthesis and how the carbon monoxide is exchanged in green leafy vegetables or trees or your lawn or whatever. It's the green process. And it exchanges the bad gases that we exhale, or that we make in the circumstance that we're talking about here, the carbon that goes into the air, it exchanges it for oxygen. But the amount of oxygen in the atmosphere has gone down. At its most perfect, I believe, and I'm calling on my memory here, Victoria, but I believe at one point in time, the mix was 24% oxygen to 76% hydrogen, or something along that line. But certainly the air had a lot more oxygen in it before we started burning fossil fuels than it does now.
Right.
And so we're down to, I think it's 18%. In some regions like China, it's only 12%. So no wonder all these people are dying like flies over there, dropping of respiratory diseases.
Yeah.
Because the air is full of gunk.
Well, in London, too, they've issued a health warning. A friend of mine literally is moving there this week, and I told her to get an air filter for inside her apartment, too, because it's so dangerous. It's bad. But, you know, I mean, it's not great in America either. We're number two behind China on the list of offenders. So, and Japan is in there, and
Japan's there.
And Russia and India.
Well,
they say that Europe altogether would rank as number three, but they didn't. You know, they're going and doing it by country.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean,
and you know how silly, really, when you get right down to it, this is all about. There's a certain amount of fear. There are a lot of political things at play here. The states that have a lot of coal want to help miners, want to have jobs, all of that good stuff. And you can understand their reasoning. Not that it's good, but it's, you know, the local self-interest that plays here. But I remember the debate, which goes back, 30, 40 years maybe, as I started doing, in the mid-70s when I started doing talk, the issue was nuclear power. It was amazing how it brought out the political forces on both sides. And then there was a disagreement, we're not going to use nuclear because it'll blow up and everybody get killed. And then they figured out ways to bury the nuclear waste in a mountain someplace or the bottom of the ocean, I don't know, whatever. But yet, in terms of the here and now, nuclear power is still cleaner if you take only this problem into consideration. And that's why nuclear power gained in support, because people at that time realized what we were doing with all the fossil fuels. And so, okay, nuclear power was good. Now, it's been discredited, so let's use wind power, which certainly makes nothing but sense.
Yeah.
And use the sun, which makes nothing but sense. And why we don't have that going as fervently as we might is purely because of politics. It doesn't. These studies are a dime a dozen. They come out all the time. Our focus on the Paris Agreement and what we're supposed to do and the use of coal and, you know, all this other stuff. But it really is all about politics. It's not about health. And as soon as you realize that and understand who's self-interest is being put first, then you get, oh, okay. Doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean it's good. But that's the fact.
Well, and also if you transition away from industry and it, you know, it closes down a chunk of the economy and depresses certain areas of the country that have relied on this energy when we
So then what do we favor here, Jennifer? What's the right move?
I think a transition. I mean, if you are, I think a transition period. I think it's really easy for someone to say, oh, stop it, over, done, and you just kind of walk away. That's very destructive, too, just as much as maybe the actual end product of whatever you were doing before is destructive. So why not transfer it over? If you're going to eliminate the coal industry, well, then why not transfer over those people who are working in the coal industry to build the wind power or solar power
or whatever
it is, right? I mean, That seems to be the way to go.
That did start to happen. I mean, that's one thing that Obama did do is he started these programs to train people in the STEM areas because they were in coal, you know, areas that are the mines are shut down. They're not coming up.
That was targeted towards young people. I'm talking about the people that voted for Trump in the presidential election were 30, 40, 50 years old who felt like an entire industry was ripped out from underneath their feet. They had no jobs. They weren't ready to retire yet, and they had no place to go. So what do you do with the 40-year-old guy? I mean, it's great to get young people ready to go, and the next generation is clearly really important, but what do you do now? And I think that became the question that was unanswered in the last couple of years, at least in our country.
Can they build wind farms where the coal mines are?
Oh.
Like, so that the people don't even need to move?
It depends on whether there's any wind there or not. If it's in the top of a hill or a mountain, sure.
I mean, where are coal mines typically? Are they in a mountainous
Appalachian
area?
Appalachian Mountains.
Okay.
Where the soft coal is, the harder coal is out in the Rockies.
Right.
There's not much in between. But, yeah, well, that's not true. In Illinois, you go into southern Illinois, again into northern Tennessee, mostly southern Illinois, though, you'll find a lot of coal there. And it goes across the country from softness to hardness. So the softest coal is on the east, medium coal is in the Midwest, and the hard coal is in the Rockies. And you can go, you can see, this is pretty amazing, actually. I remember one day driving on the, I forget it was 40 or 10, but there, when you go north and south on, let's say, the 25, it goes from Phoenix up to north to the Canadian border. And you drive that route, which sort of skirts in and out of the Rockies, you can see train after train after train after train of coal coming out of Wyoming, the Dakotas, and going down south into areas where they're using it. It's all hard coal, but hundreds of cars. Every train has about 100 cars on it, and they only space them by about 4 miles. They just keep... It's really an amazing thing to watch. So that's something, that's a factor, for sure, the economics of it. But now, fast forward a little bit to the electric car and what that does to the fossil fuel industry. If you don't think that ExxonMobil is doing everything it can to short-circuit, pardon the pun,
well, they did already.
Support. Yeah, well, I mean, they aren't successful.
Right. Well, they were the first round, though.
Yeah,
I mean, under George W., they're electric cars. I mean, they're still abandoned plug-in stations from 1991 that are just sitting in certain areas. And, you know, and that's exactly what you're talking about. It killed the entire electric car industry. Now, 20 years later, you can't get away from it. So now it's just they're gonna get swallowed up by the tide unless they conform and make their own electric cars, which all of them are doing.
Yeah. Well, that'll change things a little bit. But I think it is important to note that the quotient of oxygen in the air that we breathe is less now even than it was when we were all kids. That's changed. And you get to the point where actually there is a study that I saw a couple of years ago which suggested that people's lungs were getting bigger because they have to work harder to get enough oxygen to go through your system. We all know how important, the fact of nitric oxide, we talk about it all the time. And when you can't get enough of that in your body, your lungs work harder. And that has been one of the outgrowths of this whole thing. So anyway, I'm coughing because I'm breathing too much carbon dioxide, apparently. There we go.
So, quick
right.
question: what was
yes.
the what was the good news?
Well, I didn't have. I don't have time for that now.
Oh,
that's why we should start with that, not the bad news.
I believe there was a choice made.
Yeah, because you always want to get the bad news out of the way, and then you get the good news.
The good news is that Vivint Smart Home has a way for you to get the service in your home to modify your home, make it smarter, and therefore make your life easier. I'd like people to listen up to this, and each time I mention this, it would be good if somebody called 855-718-6167. In fact, that happens. This is a specialized thing, but it really is, for those of you who are into changing the world of technology in your life, in your home, this is perfect stuff for you. It doesn't work for somebody like Victoria because she's in an apartment, but it's perfect for Jennifer in her home. If you have people delivering things to your house and they drop it on the front porch, this has become a new phenomenon in the age of people buying from Amazon and the like. So, why are you laughing? Carrie, are you chuckling? This is a good story.
I didn't even have my microphone.
Really?
I think you're hearing things.
You're hearing history laughs.
Yes. All right. So anyway, this and Kara's in the department. This is for those of you who have freestanding homes, have your own home, or you're living in a building but you own the facility, because you need to have security that you feel like is yours. You know what I mean? Security cameras. The whole business. I had a guy in the house yesterday because I couldn't have any. The heat went on the fritz and hasn't really worked well again. I've had trouble with this heat. I have to put a new boiler in off and on. And he was fiddling around with all the thermostats. And he said to me, he's a techie, a very smart guy. He's a good, he's been very well educated. He's a great plumber, very expensive, good guy, lives across the street. And he says to me, why don't you just have all the thermostats on one control? And I said, what do you mean? He said, there are these. And then he starts like he's doing an ad for Vivint. You know, you have all of these things that you can do and this one centralized control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I wondered whether the pitch that I was making for this, because I'm just learning about it now myself, is too complicated. This is pretty simple stuff, really and truly, isn't it? You want technology in your home to make your home more secure, or in the circumstance of climate controls, to make it more comfortable. So you want comfort and safety, right? If you want those two things, then you call 855-718-6167. That's for Vivint Smart Home Technology. 855-718-6167.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Benick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJB Show with Victoria going through some of the latest news from Google. And if you're really annoyed when you go to a restaurant and there is the person next to you, it is nothing worse than sitting next to somebody or close to someone who's making a lot of racket when they eat. So we're going to fix that. I didn't think this is not an area where I thought there would be an application for technology, but Victoria is going to prove me wrong in a matter of moments first. Brought to you, we are here in Tech Talk Time by ZipRecruiter. Speaking of technology, this is an amazing piece of software. ZipRecruiter is so different because you can post your job to hundreds of job sites, job boards, with just one click by going to ZipRecruiter.com. And the other thing that makes it so easy is that you're matching this person that's out there in who knows where land with the job that you have without you having to go push around and figure it out on your own. They do the work for you at ZipRecruiter.com. This is a high priority for you. I understand that. And you know, having good people is what makes your company successful. So whether you're big or you're small or in between, the smartest tool to use is ZipRecruiter.com when you're trying to find the right person, the new person for that job. Maybe you've added a position and you can't promote within, so you got to go outside. This is a must-have for people no matter what because it's such smart technology. ZipRecruiter is so different because their technology is different, and you have access to it by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Using the DJV will allow you to use ZipRecruiter free. So for the next hire, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use it free. Yes, business people everywhere are talking about how well this works. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get your new hire. Get the right person at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, all without cost. All right, so what's Google got for our ears?
Well, Google's got some new wireless headphones that are called Pixel Buds, and they are little earbuds. It's Google's first foray into the headphone market. Of course, Google, you know, started with Google Glass, those glasses that no one wanted to wear because they looked too nerdy. So
right.
This is their second foray into, like, real electronics. And
Nerdville.
So, yeah, and so this is actually working out. These earbuds feature a touchpad with audio controls that are located on the right earbud, so you just tap to control it. And it also has a tiny portable charging case that delivers 24 hours of sound and battery power, which is great. What might be the coolest thing about Pixel Buds, though, is that they come with built-in software with the capability to completely integrate Google Assistant. So from your earbuds, you touch your ear and you can tell Google Home to do whatever you needed to do. It's also like the equivalent of Siri, so you can tell the Google Assistant to, hey, Google, and then tell it what to do.
Yeah.
The coolest part about this, though, is that these earbuds are also hooked up to Google Translate, which means it can translate 40-plus languages right into your ears on the fly.
Wow.
So as you're talking to someone on the phone, as you're reading something, listening to a podcast in another language, it will translate it for you as you go. And this is obviously a useful tool if you're traveling a lot, too.
Yeah.
The earbuds, actually, you would think that all this technology is a lot more expensive, but they retail for $159. That's not a lot compared to what other earbuds are out there on the market. They actually hit stores at the end of this month, so just in time for the holidays. Google is doing pre-orders right now. So if you want some super high-tech Pixel Buds, then that's a good gift for anybody who's a techie in your family.
All right. If you're somebody like me who absolutely can't stand the sound of people chewing on their food next to you, there apparently is a new gadget that's out there. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it, Victoria?
I know. If you're a misophonic, which I guess you and I both are, the new gadget is called the Otohiko Fork. It's a noise-canceling fork that covers up the sound of slurping and other nasty sounds. It's a high-tech fork, which basically looks like an electric toothbrush, but there's a fork at the end of it. It has sensors that detect surrounding sounds of slurping, at which point it sends a signal to your smartphone, and there's a corresponding app, and then it makes your app play other sounds, like music or white noise, that's supposed to cover up the slurping sound. It doesn't come cheap. It's $130 for this noise-canceling fork. You obviously have to carry it with you wherever you go. If you go to restaurants that have a lot of loud, noisy eaters, they're only producing 5,000 of them. So
really?
people will either love this or they'll think it's the dumbest thing ever.
No. Oh, you can tell the person next to you to get forked with this technology.
Yes.
Right? Huh?
Solid suggestion.
Thank you. I knew.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.